Hi guys, welcome back to Unsaid Words, or welcome if you're new. I'm Nadia, and today we're talking about my thoughts as a recovering overthinker. Overthinking is a thief. I know, because it's stolen so many experiences from me that I could have had because I thought my way out of them. Now, I've tried to more recently think my way out of overthinking, because some things are not that deep. Like, yes, there are things that require a conclusion to be drawn and maybe some deeper thinking, but more things than we realize are just surface level. They're just exactly what we see. That's exactly what we're getting. Like, the overthinking adds so much unnecessary non-information. It's just our thoughts and conclusions adding to the truth. And even if it is what we're thinking, like, let's say your overthinking is right, it turns out to be right. Okay. Overthinking is such a thief. It's robbed me of so many things that I've literally thought my way out of. I've thought my way out of so many different situations, just adding and thinking lies in my head when really what I was thinking was way out there. And what was true was just what it was on the surface level. And that's what I've had to realize about overthinking. What I'm trying to implement in my day-to-day life so I don't overthink so much is not only thinking my way out of overthinking. I know that kind of contradicts itself, but it is what I've been doing. And also just reminding myself constantly that, Nadia, maybe this is exactly what you see on the surface and nothing more. And if it isn't, then we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But for now, let's approach the situation for what we see. And it's really helpful, especially when it comes to relationships with people. When you're dealing with people and emotions, depending on your experiences, emotions can be interpreted in so many different ways. It's easy to overthink or have a situation arise and you're like, well, this person's thinking this because of this. And you overthink yourself out of what it truly is. And not only are you robbing yourself by thinking you know what someone's thinking in these relationships. I hope you guys are following me with all the thinking I'm saying. Not only are you robbing yourself by knowing what, thinking you know what someone's thinking and acting like you do, but you're robbing the other person of responding, reacting, having a conversation about their true side of the story or their true feelings, because it's important that you hear feelings and emotions, especially from the word of the mouth, from the mouth of the person that you're speaking to, because like I said, emotions are so easily misinterpreted. And as an overthinker, if you're dealing with someone who isn't an overthinker, it can be frustrating dealing with someone who's always drawing conclusions that are more than what it is that you're actually trying to present to them. Now, give us overthinkers a little grace now, because it is hard and you have to retrain your mind to not go to that place. And especially if you've been an overthinker before, like myself, dealing with an overthinker, you'll have more grace for them because you know what it's like to draw 1,000 things from one thing. You have an inch, you take a mile. It's hard to unlearn that. But back to how much of a thief it is, not only does it rob you in relationships and things like that, but overthinking itself has bred so much anxiety within me. It has caused me to talk myself or think myself out of things that I've genuinely wanted to do. And overall, it makes life so much harder. Now, I know because I've been in it, I know how hard it is to stop. But recently, and like I believe I mentioned before, I'm just trying to come against my overthinking. And I know it may sound like a kind of tongue twister, but I question the questions. So if I feel like, oh, they're doing this because of this, why do I think that? Maybe it's just this. And I combat my beliefs that I'm trying to assume or draw from something that isn't that, and combat it with practical thoughts, the ones that are more likely. If there's anything that I can say to help you stop overthinking so much, and it may not be profound, but it's really not that serious. A lot of stuff really isn't that serious. So remind yourself of that when you start to go down the destructive pattern of overthinking. Just like, it's not that serious. At the end of the day gotta end. It ain't that serious. Thank you. And that is the episode for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. I've been learning to just vibe recently. I think that that is a good lesson to learn. Everything isn't that serious, so. And just to have grace for people. It's really important, and it lacks in today's society. All right. I thank you guys for listening to another episode of Unsaid Words, or if this is your first one, welcome. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at unsaidwords_pod. New podcast episodes come out every Friday at 3 p.m. wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, all the things. Look for Unsaid Words. And I hope to see you guys in the next one. Bye.